laced these lyrical dishes.
Lost Hope Radio.
Rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blood passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys, Biggie, got to creep with, sleep with, keep the effort secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with tens and see them by the layers. True fucking players. Jump in the river and come over till your feet jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree. So brains I had to measure. However, living better now. She sweating now. Drop top BMs. I'm the bad girlfriend. So brains I had to measure. However, living better now. She sweating now. Drop top BMs. I'm the bad girlfriend. Really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be acting, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? So, see by that line, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things that make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to be, throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next block so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's drink. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi, smoke L's while you do me. So friends, I had to measure. However, living better now, she sweating now. Drop top the M's, I'm the man, girlfriend. So friends, I had to measure. However, living better now, she sweating now. Drop top the M's, I'm the man, girlfriend. In mansion and business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gat strapped with infrared beams. Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money, hoes, and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So friends, I had to measure. However, living better now, she sweating now. Drop top the M's, I'm the man, girlfriend. I had to measure. However, living better now. She's sweating now. Drop top the M's. I'm the man, girlfriend.
What's up, OFL After Dark? You got the commish here live on the air. As the great Biggie Smalls said, however, living better now. Rest in peace. Probably, without a doubt, my favorite hip-hop artist of all time. Always been a big fan of Biggie. Always will be. It's sad to see him go, though. If you guys remember, it was the whole East Coast, West Coast beef, and the media really sparked it up and kept it going. And then, as you all remember, we lost two really great musicians because of it. I just want to point that out because, you know, we got a lot of drama and a lot of beef and a lot of people on different coasts and all these teams popping up. It's a great thing to have these teams and building rivalries. I know you guys like it, and I like it too. But, you know, make sure you never take it to that next level where, you know, you're trying to pull out a gun, shoot people, talk shit on people's families and stuff. That shit's unnecessary. OFL Now will never affiliate itself with any kind of behavior like that. So let's keep it clean. Let's go right away into a caller right now from the 407. 407, you're now live with the commish here on OFL After Dark. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with today?
Volcano 66.
Volcano 66. Let's start off real quick. When will we be able to see the new episode of Bubbles and Volcano's TV show?
Coming soon, actually. We're actually doing a health Bubbles and Volcano show coming this week. So it's going to be something a little different, not Madden related. So I'm looking forward to for a nice surprise for y'all.
That's really cool. I know a lot of guys in the league are always talking about trying to get healthy and staying in shape, including myself. You don't want to live a stagnant lifestyle, which, you know, that is a downfall of playing a lot of Madden competitively. You do a lot of sitting and stuff. So, yeah, we got to stay healthy as a community, and this will be great. This will help a lot of us out, and I really appreciate it, and I really am looking forward to it. I'm going to start off with 5 questions I want to ask you. Do you think Live Master and 40-0 Gamer are the same person?
Oh, definitely. They've already set themselves up.
So you're not just posting that picture on the enhanced group chat Glip as a joke. You actually mean it.
Yeah, actually, 40 sent it himself. I asked him to send me a picture of him, and that's what I got, half man, half girl.
All righty. Let's move on to the next subject. The John Campbell Buck brought out his annual predictions for multiple season one, group one, multiple season three. He picked Nuke Dragon to win the Super Bowl. How do you feel about that? He overlooked you and.
Oh, I think he definitely overlooked me. I mean, I think I'm making the playoffs, but I don't think I'm making it to the Super Bowl. No offense to him. I mean, he did make a lot of trades to help fix his backouts, but yeah, backups. I don't think his defense is even close enough to be Super Bowl material.
Okay, we'll see what happens with him. It was an eye-opener to see that, but once again, don't sleep on John Campbell Buck, one of the original handicappers for DonsBest.com. He has predicted previous OFL Now Super Bowls exactly right, so we'll see. But I'll be shocked if Nuke Dragon, well, he doesn't go by Nuke Dragon anymore, he goes by OFL Now Houston. Speaking of which, if you guys want a free tournament, put OFL Now in the beginning of your gamer tag and you will get a free tournament. Speaking of tournaments, we still have probably 10 spots, approximately 10 spots left in the Long Beach 32 tournament. It's only $7 to join, and it's $159 to the winner. So let's get that up and going so we can get that started by this weekend. And the only other thing we really have going on right now, we have 3 spots left in Group 4 Fantasy. It's $33 to join, $600 to the winner. So let me know if you're interested in any of that. We really want to fill that up. Group 1, Volcano, Group 1 and Group 2, single and multiple, we did the off-season drafts and quickly got through the preseason, and we kicked off last night, and all games must be played by Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern. How do you think everything was handled last night with the draft and the off-season tasks?
I think it went really smooth, and we had a hiccup because there was something we didn't know. But other than that, well, we know that for the future-wise. Other than that, I think everyone was excited. I mean, we had 4 days to build up our team, do trade, scout. So I think it went really smooth. I mean, hell, there was people playing their games and twitching at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. last night. So I know you knew the league was excited.
I agree. I was very happy to see all you guys being excited. It showed all of us that every single one of you are building this community and taking it in the right direction, and I look forward to growing through the years. I actually had a long talk last night, didn't sleep much. Jordan, also known as OFL Now Savage, and I were in a party pretty much till 7 in the morning just discussing ideas and how we can improve and what direction we want to take the OFL Now community. And I know we were really talking about how cool it was to see everybody so excited. And, yeah, had a lot of fun kicking off. We're going to probably the league officers are going to have a meeting sometime this week, and we are going to get it written down and into the terms and conditions and rules page on how we handle the preseason going forward. I am strongly in the favor of the 24-hour advance, which we did, which was suggested by Redemption 315 and Double J and those guys. I wasn't in favor of it at first, but after seeing it go down the way it did, that's what I'll be a proponent for, whatever the word. So we'll see there. But yeah, are you into the 24-hour advance, or are you a guy that likes to move a little faster?
I mean, for the league and how I see it, to be fair to everybody, I'm fine with the 24 hours, but I do like it to be faster. But like I said, it's not just about myself. I mean, it's fair for everybody to get a chance to build up, and it makes the league funner because everyone gets a chance to bid on that one player.
Mm-hmm. Now, Volcano, I want to put you in my shoes. So you messaged people at 10 p.m. Eastern, well, even prior to that yesterday, hey, let me know if you need an opponent on auto. You've sent it multiple times. You got no response. At 9:58 a.m., 2 minutes before we advance, you get a message that you need your opponent on auto. What do you do if you're in my shoes?
I mean, if I have the 10 minutes to kill, I mean, the only way I'd allow him to do it, I would ask him to super simp. I mean, I would tell him it's the last minute. You know, you're kind of killing my time. The rules is 9 a.m. or, yeah, 9 a.m. So I would ask him a super sim and have it done within the next 5 minutes and then message me.
The rules are actually 10 a.m. But the main issue is why wait till that minute to tell me this when you had 3 days? You know what I mean? So basically you're playing with fire if you wait till after 10 p.m. the day before we advance. And I saw it happen 2 times this week where people got screwed. I don't actually know if they won or lost. I never even checked. But, yeah, it's this unfortunate situation. Just be aware. I mean, every single member is very important to me, and your experience really does matter to me and the whole community as a whole. At the same time, though, we have over 100 members now, so you need to be clearly communicating with me so I know what's going on throughout the week. I don't think that's too much to ask. Do you, Barkino?
No, I don't.
All right. Also, Barkino, one other question. Did you know that the official OFL fish tank had fish babies today?
I actually did hear.
Are you excited?
Super excited.
And you sound like I can really hear it in your... What'd you say?
Which ones, do you know which ones had them? And how many?
No. I saw like 3 or 4. I'm not actually sure exactly.
How come you didn't get a ghost shrimp?
They were sold out, actually. I will get one time.
That ate the fish babies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ghost shrimp were pretty cool. Let's get back to football here, Volcano. Let's play too high or too low. Let's go through the brand new OFL Championship playoff rankings. I think they came out 2 days ago. At number 20, and I'm not even sure if you're familiar with this guy yet, XDMG X Jason. You familiar with him at all?
Nah, I haven't heard of that gamer tag. What league's he in? Singles?
Yeah, he's like in the Group 3 single, I believe. He comes out of Madden World Syndicate. Always very competitive players over there, tournament style players. So you know how that goes. But yeah, so he's number 20. Now number 19, you definitely know. He actually is one of the few people to beat you. Is Obama's mentor? Could you speak a little bit about? Is he too high or too low at 19, and why?
I think he's about right. He's like a wild card. Like I said, he didn't do anything special against me. I came in that game with a strategy. So, I mean, I'm not worried about the next time we play at all. Like, he's not even on my radar.
Really? Okay. Just got a message coming in here from GhostNut382. Volcano, I've heard you on the radio before. I find you to be a very friendly guy, very family-oriented, but I hear a lot of people bad-mouthing you. Why?
When I first joined the OFL, my sportsmanship wasn't there all the way. But other than that, I think it's improved, and I think more people are starting to like me more lately. My humor sometimes gets to people. I find certain things in certain situations funnier than most people. So.
Yeah, you're known to push the boundaries when it comes to humor. Do you think that's why one of the more well-known members, Cal29, actually left the league? Do you think your humor pushed him away because you offended him when you did some religious jokes, I believe?
No, I don't think I was the reason. Maybe I was maybe one out of the 10 reasons he left, but I don't think I was number one.
Okay. All right. Now, number 18, we have Chillin941.
Mm-hmm. Too low. You could boost him
up
top 10 easily, I believe.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, you're familiar with him because he took you to the limits there in the Group 1 multiple playoffs, I believe.
Single
playoffs.
Yeah,
you had to – he had first and goal from the 1 with 30 seconds to win the game, and you shut him down. So, I guess you probably do have a lot of respect for chilling.
Oh, definitely, man. Like I said, I wouldn't have the second. I mean, my first ring, you know, if it wasn't for that game.
Okay. Now, number 17, we have the leader in money earnings, Buck Sweep, with over $940 he's won in the OFL Now community. But all that money's come from tournaments, where he's only been playing maybe five games, I believe, in leagues. And he is undefeated, but he's at number 17. How do you feel about that ranking?
Super low. I've put in probably two, to be honest with you. Maybe one above me. Him and I would say him and I are both equal.
Even with such a small sample from him of only five
games?
Yeah,
if you talk to him and you play him and you know his strategy, he's a good tournament player, and I think he's starting to understand the leagues. If you watch his offense, he's smart. I mean, yeah, he can lose just like anybody else, but if you play in 10 games, he's probably going to beat you probably 8 out of those 10 games.
Number 16, Finesse Gigolo.
I guess that's about right. Maybe not even in the top 20, but if you had to rank him 16 to 20, it sounds about right right now. I mean, he choked in a few games. I'm not saying he's a bad player, but he's been really off lately.
Okay. He reminds you a little of Freddy Krueger. They get on hot streaks and they get on some cold streaks and they bounce back and get on hot streaks and seems to keep going that way. So we'll see. We'll see. When they're hot, they're dangerous. Let's just say that. Number 15, Team Sexual Chocolate's own Mad Dream.
Mad Dreams. Yeah, I'd say 15's right, believe it or not. I mean, he choked in the playoffs pretty hard in all of them. I would say 15's right.
All right. Number 14, XX Maternal XX321 from Cocoa Beach, Florida.
14, I probably put him more or brown. I haven't played him in a long time, but he's making noise. I put him anywhere from 8 to 10.
Oh, okay, so too low there. All right. 13 from Tulsa, Oklahoma comes a Team Balkino member, Believe in Monsters.
I'd probably put him 9 in the top 10.
Okay, so you'd move Monsters up a little bit. Okay, that's fair. What are some of the things you think Monsters needs to improve on to maybe get into the top 5?
The same thing I'm seeing a lot of people have a hard time in is checking again the red zone. They get too happy with like one or two money plays, and it'll work the first quarter, and then it'll mess them up the whole entire game.
Mm-hmm.
Mix it up a little bit.
Okay, so he needs to become a little bit more diverse in his play calling. And like you said, that's not a knock on Monsters at all. It's actually plagues the majority of the community. So the more diverse everyone becomes in their play calling, you know, the more dangerous you are. I agree with you 100% on that. At number 12, you have Myrtle Beach, South Carolina's Black Assassin 10.
Mm-hmm. I got to say no comment. I don't really know much about this guy. Been in the party maybe one or two times, but I've never actually seen him play or know his records in any of the leagues.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's fair. No reason to make a judgment on something you don't know about. How about number 11, the pride and joy of Team Houston, Fat Magic 420?
Probably the same comment I made with Seth. Like I said, I'm actually in the party with him more, but I just don't know anything about him league-wise or, you know, game-wise.
All right. Here's an interesting guy at number 10. He actually joined the league because of you. I met him originally through you, and he's been such a dedicated member. He was voted to be the co-head of the OFL Now Players Union. You have OFL Now Jay Mills at number 10.
I would probably put him 9 because I know Reddy's 9. I would put Jay Mills above Reddy right now.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and like you were saying there, you have Reddy 10 at number 9, and you're saying he's a little too high?
Yeah, I would say too high right now. I'd put him more I'd probably put Maddenall at 8 or which one probably 8, Jay Mills at 9 and Reddy at 10.
Even though Ready 10 did have some pretty strong performances in the playoffs, you realize that, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying lately, and I know we're in the new season, I mean, he's kind of choking and losing games. I mean, I think he needs just to get back to where he was, is all.
Okay. Number eight, another new member. I actually think he's ranked around number eight in the Madden Top 100 rankings online. That's SC Bolt 21 out of Texas.
Yeah. I would honestly think he's too low. I'd probably put him top five.
Top five, even though there's not much of a sample size of him, though. He's only played a couple league games, although he just – huh? Go ahead.
I played him in the tournament. I mean, I know I won, but – he's one of those players, he knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. So it works out for him. He's like I said, I told him he needs probably learn a little bit more defenses. Well, other than that, like read him-wise, well, then he's a really good player.
All right. Number seven, you have Slay Island 9XX.
Slay Island. Don't know much about him, but I hear good things. I heard he has an explosive offense. Can't really put a comment. I probably know he's a top player easily in this league, maybe top five.
Okay. At number six, one of the quite possibly the lowest he's ever been ranked is PB number one.
I wouldn't even put him in my top five anymore. Yeah, I would keep him probably anywhere. I'd probably keep him at seven or six where he's at.
Okay. So far, you keep
him at 11. Underneath, like Reddy, J Mills, and Madden, and whatnot.
Wow, you're not showing much respect to a guy that's got two OFL now Super Bowl rings under him. But,
I mean,
okay, fair enough.
Games, I mean, from what I've seen and heard, though, I mean, choking is a big, right. You know, statistic. I mean, I got ranked down for choking in some games, so.
Yeah, it's true. So let's enter the top five here. We have number five, the founder of Team Sexual Chocolate. We have PO510 Maine.
I think he's good where he's at. He's a definitely top five player, easily.
What separates PO from the rest of the community?
Play calling style. He doesn't run the same thing over and over. He'll run like a variety of plays. And if you make a mistake on him, he'll eat that clock up. That's the biggest thing with him. He doesn't even chew the clock. He takes his time. He reads the defenses, the audibles. He's basically like Peyton Manning on offense. His defense needs some work, but his offense is on point. He's like the Colts when they have an awesome offense. They have Peyton Manning, but their defense always is suspect.
Okay, fair enough. And speaking of suspect, a little play on words there, we have a DNA suspect coming in at number four.
I don't really know much about him. I hear he talks a lot. I mean, he's ranked himself 1, 2, and 3. So, interesting.
Yeah, he's a really good player. He took second in that big Duracell online tournament a couple weeks back. Won $5,000. Actually got screwed out of first, I believe, is the word on the block. But actually, right after these rankings did come out, I believe Slay Island 9XX did beat Suspect. If I got the score right, I think it was like 24-21 or right around there. So probably you would expect Slay to move up and maybe DNA to slip a little bit in the next rankings. But either way, two really, really good players. At number three coming in, you have Team Houston's Finest, OFL Now Savage.
I actually would rank him to 2 right now. This man, he's proven. He's on a hot streak. He's just won a ring. He lost a fluke game, and maybe he would have got 2 rings, honestly, in his other leagues. But, yeah, I put him at 2.
Okay. Well, that would mean that at number 2, the current person at number 2, VX Assassin XA, he comes out of Madden World Syndicate. Just like XDM, GX Jason, and XI Bronco, and some of those guys. Always talented players coming out there. But either way, one thing about MWS players, they're all tournament-style players. And Assassin was able to beat you by three possessions, probably the biggest loss you've ever taken in this community. But you still don't think he's worthy of number two?
Nah, I'd probably put him anywhere. Like I said, it's not even that he's not worthy. I mean, that was a game. I mean, just he won the second half, basically. I was up 21 myself. But EJ Manning, 50 overall, just didn't win me the game. So it's all good. Other than that, I do see him top 10 in this league. So I'm not saying he's not.
Okay, fair enough. And number one, obviously, is yourself after two Super Bowl wins. How's it feel to be number one?
I had to earn it. I mean, I've been one before. But now I'm just hopefully I can stay on top and, you know, stay undefeated with my Dolphins. That's what I'm working at right now.
Uh-huh. Okay, and we got a caller coming in, Volcano, from 412. 412, could you state your gamer tag for everybody out there?
Yeah, Big X, Mike, Snake Eyes 45.
Oh, hey, Snake Eyes, how you doing?
Good.
Great. We're sitting here talking to Balkino, and we were going over the top 20 rankings. How do you feel about Balkino being ranked number one? Does he deserve it?
Yeah, but he still needs a lot of things to work on.
What are some of the things that you think he really could work on?
Probably running it more.
Running it more. Okay. All right. Well, that's fair enough. Nobody's perfect, so, you know. So maybe he'll take that and use that advice and go to the next level. Another thing that came out last night, Snake Eyes, I don't know if you're familiar with John Campbell Buck. But he was the original handicapper for DonBest.com, and he came out with his start of the season predictions. And we're just going to take a look at Group 2 multiple season. And he chose OFL Now Savage, his Dallas Cowboys, to play DNA Suspects San Diego Chargers, with DNA Suspects Chargers being the champions. You think that's going to happen, Snake Eyes?
I don't really know. I would actually want to watch the game and see what would have happened from there. But
Balkino,
I just want to see what Balkino would say.
Yeah, Balkino, what do you think?
Say that question again. I was reading something, sorry.
In Group 2, multiple John Campbell Bucks predictions are OFL Now Savage Cowboys versus DNA Suspects Chargers, with Suspect winning it all.
Like I said, I think Suspect play. I'm rooting for Jordan to win, but Suspect's pretty legit. I mean, I think he might pull the upset. I mean, it's hard to repeat, even for myself. It's hard to get that win again. But I probably think that ranking's right. I think Jordan will make it back, but I think Suspect might win it.
Okay, fair enough. So, Snake Eyes, we have about 2 minutes left here on the radio show. Tell us about the direction your Carolina Panthers are going in Group 1 multiple.
Pretty good. I actually like that cornerback that the Chiefs was trying to get off of me.
Mm-hmm.
He was mad because I turned down most of his offers. But, I mean, I played with the guy one game, and he did something that I actually like in a cornerback. And he smacked a guy like Paul LaMalu, who smacked most of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like in a cornerback. And I think that I can probably get him up to like a 90, 95 by the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be something. So you think you have a similar player to Troy Polamalu? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. And he's out of Pittsburgh, too?
Yeah, all right. So, okay, that's where you're from. Well, that's cool. I got a question that just came in from Big Red Solo Cup 331, and he wants to know if you will make the playoffs this season.
I just got to see what happens, truthfully, because I'm a little bit worried about the running backs a little bit. I mean, they're up there right where I want them, but they ain't as big as I want them. I want them like a Jerome Bettis type built.
All right.
I mean,
well, we're out of time, guys, so thanks for calling in, and we'll see you next week or tomorrow, actually.
Shout out to the fish.